Green Party presidential nominee Jill Stein and her running mate Sherry Hankala tried to gain entry to tonight's presidential debate today. Kate Davidson is Stein's personal assistant. She speaks with WBAI's Linda Perry.
A group of us gathered at the entrance to Hofstra University at the Turnpike and California, that intersection, and it included Dr. Jill Stein from Massachusetts, who is the Green Party presidential candidate, and Sherry Hankala from Philadelphia, who is her running mate and vice presidential candidate. The two of them, there was myself, Kate Davidson, I am Jill's handler, Alex Howard, who is Sherry's handler, and Carl Gibson, who also is staff for the campaign. So we gathered outside of Hofstra, additionally with some folks from the New York ACLU, and we had numerous cameras and phones recording what happened. Jill and Sherry, with an American flag, made a speech outside of the entrance explaining why they're doing what they're doing, why they should have the right to enter into the debate, being on the ballot for 85% of voters across the United States, that the CPD is corporately run and unfair to shut them out, especially as mothers and women. And they proceeded to walk up towards the police line, who shut them out, told them they could not come in without credentials. They spoke with a woman. So they were speaking with the officials outside of the gates of Hofstra University, demanding to be let in, and the official woman, I suppose she's with the Secret Service, said they could not come in without credentials. Jill and Sherry said that they had contacted the Commission on Presidential Debates and have been repeatedly shut out by the debates, despite them there being on 85% of the ballot nationwide.
What were the reasons given for them being shut out of the debate?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, but the debates are only for the Republican and Democratic candidates. That third party candidates are never invited.
So you spoke to the Secret Service person, and
so Jill and Sherry maintained their ground, holding their American flag with a line of Secret Service and police officers surrounding them, and they insisted that they were going to go in, and eventually, when they could not get past the line of officers, they sat down on the ground, and an officer read them the instructions that they would be arrested for obstructing traffic if they did not move. There were cars and buses trying to come into the university, which could not due to the large crowd of reporters and Jill and Sherry and the rest of us that had gathered there. And so the officers assisted them in standing up, and they took them inside the university. And
wait, they assisted them in standing up? What do you mean? What did they do?
Jill and Sherry were sitting on the ground, and they said they were going to detain them, and they took them into the university with several officers, and we have not seen or heard from them yet. We suppose that they've been officially arrested and are being detained in a holding cell somewhere on the campus, although the officer that spoke with us was not exactly sure of what the process would be.
Were these college police? Were these Nassau County police officers?
They were Nassau County police officers and Secret Service officers.
And were they handcuffed?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay, and what was their demeanor? How were they doing?
Jill and Sherry were strong. They were calm. They were insistent on why they should be let in and that they were going to go in, but they were not upset at all or feeling like as if their determination was wavering.
And they wanted to get in there just because they felt that third party candidates should be part of the process.
Yes, that Jill should be allowed to debate with Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
Kate Davidson is the personal assistant for Green Party presidential nominee Jill Stein. She spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.